You can do it. The time is now. Let's get to it. Just believe. Just believe. Just believe.
In an ever-changing world, Life Changes Network presents the authentically entertaining voice of truth and inspiration. This is Life Changes with Filippo, with the always unforgettable, ever insightful conversations that captivate our fascination and insatiability for the inspiring moments of real life journeys, as we, as one, strive for higher planes of existence and a better understanding of our true selves and the world in which we live. Always remembering, life changes. This is radio like you've never felt before. Good for all and all for good. And now your host, the MC, the master of change, Filippo Voltaggio.
Well, talk about just believe. Our guest today, actually, it's hard to believe his story, but a beautiful story that he obviously, I trust that he didn't know this was going to be his story. And as life continues, his story just gets more amazing. I'm not going to say what makes it so amazing just yet, at least to me. But to me, he's a maestro in every sense of the word. He's a maestro because he conducts an orchestra. He's a maestro because he's a composer. He's also a maestro because he inspires people throughout the world through music, not only his music, but music from the ages. And he inspires the youth. And we'll talk about just how and his amazing story when we come back here on Life Changes with Filippo, with our guest, Maestro Dino Zonic.
True performance takes more than just working out. Every day we demand more from our body. But what does your body demand? Hunger is not your body's call for empty calories. It's your body asking for nutrients it's lacking. It's time to reward your body with Boku Superfood, made from the world's finest organic ingredients, vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and essential trace nutrients, all developed naturally and organically from nature's most nutrient-dense foods. Boku Superfood is quite possibly the best thing you can feed your body. So listen to your body. Reward it with pure, raw, beautiful food. Boku Superfood.
Clean water is not enough. Reverse osmosis, distilled water, and most bottled waters are devoid of naturally occurring minerals. They are acidic, unstructured, and hard to absorb, and rob minerals from the body. IonWay's ionizers produce a super abundant supply of powerful antioxidants in each glass. Ionized water has a reduced molecular cluster size and a negative charge, hydrating you up to 6 times better. Water from an IonWay's ionizer will help you restore your body to its natural pH balance, boosting your vitality. An ionized water more effectively flushes acidic toxins from within your body. Drink the healthiest water available today. IonWay's water systems, their water changes everything. To learn more about IonWay's water systems and how you can own one today, visit our website at lifechangeswithfilippo.com and click on our sponsor page. You are listening to Life Changes with Filippo on the BBS Radio Network with your host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can visit us online via Twitter and Facebook and at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O.
You know, this is Filippo, and as I'm getting older, I'm thinking about all the things I used to say and do when I was a child. And one of them was, I used to say to my parents, stop talking about the war. In actually this coming weekend, I'm going to be singing at a large Italian festival, and I'm the headliner. And one of the stories I used to like to tell is that I lived through
through the war. Now, of course, I'm not old enough to have lived through any wars, and having been living in America, I haven't thankfully had any happen in our town country here. But my parents lived through it. So the joke I used to tell is that every day at dinner was like living through the war. If I didn't like to eat something, my parents used to say to me, if we had had that during the war, you don't know how lucky you are. And I used to complain because it was like this big deal to them. And so what if I don't want to eat meat? Well, it's a big deal. And I think now on some of the little traumas in comparison that I've had throughout my life. And I think of them often. Every once in a while, something will happen, and I'll think of that particular trauma. Happily and thankfully, nothing has been as dramatic as a war. And yet, it's going on around throughout the whole world. And I have often wondered now as an adult, and especially now as a life coach and a radio host of Life Changes with Filippo, what I would do. And I could say that I don't know that I would do what our guest did during a particular war, which we'll talk about in a little bit. But I'm happy to say that our friend and guest co-host today is Mark Lejeur. Welcome back to Life Changes with Filippo. I'm almost breathing heavy having said that. It's just like, wow. When I share what he did, I mean, there's so much more to the story, but I'm just thinking of one particular thing right now.
Yeah, the story is truly amazing, as our listeners will learn that the individual is truly amazing. And you know, the force and the power and the emotionality of having lived through some of what he has lived through has been equally translated and is being echoed back to the universe in a positive scale and size of impact that is so great and so beautiful.
Yeah, and actually, why don't we get right to it? Actually, our guest is a maestro, like I said, in sense of the word, as a composer, as an orchestra conductor, and as a force to inspire the human spirit to action through music, and especially youth. Having been born and raised in the city of Sarajevo, in an area of the world known as Bosnia and Herzegovina, his once beautiful city was ravaged by war, as were his people terrorized and scarred. But fortunately, his heart was not scarred. In fact, this life-altering experience would inspire him to dedicate his work to the service of music that bridges cultural, national, and religious barriers to bring a universal message of unity and hope to all people. It's an honor to welcome to the show Maestro Dino Zonic. Welcome.
Thank you very much, Filippo. Thank you very much, Mark, for having me here. It's an absolute pleasure that we come all together to share some layers of experiences.
Some layers of experiences. Yeah. Okay. Well, that sounds like an orchestra conductor as he's bringing all the pieces together. Talk about bringing the pieces together. How did you get inspired as a child, I imagine, by music or orchestral music specifically?
But thankfully for my parents, and even today, to my mom and dad, even today, they are my highest moral value. Even today, I'm asking for advice after all what I passed, because they were for me a filter and mountain on which I climb every time when I need to accomplish something substantially large. And they helped me to shape my focus, my perspective in life by hard discipline. And that time when I didn't know, and then I didn't even realize my potential or talent, they were there next to me who will see that and weigh how will they will facilitate that in a very particular way that something grow as a flower in time. Because they were so embellished by loving approach. As I know always, I was they have that hard discipline, but with the loving approach. Everything was involved with love. Even if we were digging the soil for the plants, replanting plant or cooking, everything was embellish with that embrace of love or life, how we were gonna call.
Wow. Okay. And was it music in particular that you were interested in, or was it just art? And
my father was very known in the city, and he his good friend was Dino Conservatory, and he asked him for me to be tested, and I was age of 5, and they test me, and the test shows actually what they need to see at that time in order to
that you had the ability.
Yes, officially. And it was just fortunate for me, because I don't see that those students or kids will have ability to have such education, care, and a treatment as I have during all this education time. Because, you know, you pass it very, very disciplinary scholarships and grades. But when you come to the level of academy that only holds 3 composers and 3 conductors, everybody else... Mm-hmm. Is theory departments, but it's large, but they always summarize just of the 3 composers. It is a substantial investment of all these professors into one individual that they need to put in him as a legacy that he needs to grow in him and keep it going and growing, as my colleague Riccardo Muti, famous conductor, will
very
say.
Very
famous conductor. Actually, I must say he was one of the really great influences in my career. But he will say, keep going something that was kept through the centuries of mankind when composers assimilated the world and kept it together forever. Mm. So that's your legacy. That's your... As a knight, you receive the conductor's baton. Mm-hmm. That's why I remember even in war, when everything triggers me and brought me on that, how I would say, a different side of me who that was exposed to the survival code, to the quick decisions, to the something that you don't have luxury that a regular person will have, towards something that took me out, took me away from music, and it took me way back to come back to that point again, just even to touch it. But it's good when you have parents, when you have mom and dad who are strong. They always assimilate me, be the example. If you're going to be a leader is always an example. And that also I become, as a youngest conservatory professor. And I was really experienced that really quick insight of early success and how everything can grow in a very particular way if you're very focused and determined what you want to do in life. Until war came and changes everything. And that side finally came in me, and then it took me time to research myself and who am I actually in real way. Took out of me that I didn't know that ever exist and pushed me in some way to understand and realize that everything in us and around us is connected, this perfect network of all beings. Mm-hmm. And I'm very, very, I feel very privileged as a conductor, as I said. And during the war, when war took me out of that pleasure to perform music, to serve to people, a professor brought me back and he said, do you remember this? And he's holding the baton and said, that's your duty. That's your duty. Bring them back. Set the spirit. You know what you can.
This is reminding me, we have a friend at Life Changes who's... Danyon Brinkley, and he says what he wants to say, and then he says, Filippo, what are they going to do, kill me? I mean, it's one of the phrases that he says, because he's died twice and he's come back and he's realized that there's no death. Well, with your story, it's like you've been through hopefully the worst, and now it's like, you know, what could be worse? So let's live. So I want to live for a moment, if we can, when we come back, with your story of what happened before that was taken away from you, or that moment during the war when something in particular happened. So we'll talk about that when we come back here with our guest, Dino Zonic, Maestro Dino Zonic, right after this.
Are you like many people who want to make positive changes and improvements in your life and in the world around you? Do you ever feel like there's something holding you back from achieving your true potential? Join Stefan and Shaylee Schifeidel with the Tad James Company, the world's largest NLP, coaching, timeline therapy, and hypnotherapy training institute. Get ready for a life-changing experience that will give you the tools to transform your life through positive change and will help you create the future you want now. Their training programs are designed to provide you with the revolutionary knowledge, skills, and techniques necessary to effectively create long-lasting and life-changing effects. Discover more about neuro-linguistic programming and timeline therapy at www.nlpcoaching.com or call 888-440-4823. That's 888-440-4823. You are listening to Life Changes with Filippo on the BBS Radio Network with our host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include luminaries such as David Wilcock, Mariel Hemingway, Giorgio Tsoukalos, Marcy Shymoff, and Shadow Stevens on our archive page at our website at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O.com. Remember, you can also connect with us via Twitter and Facebook, and now in our own community at lifechangesnetwork.com, where real people come together to share real life in real time. That's lifechangesnetwork.com.
We're back. I am Filippo, and our guest is Dino Zonic, Maestro Dino Zonic, a composer, a conductor, a director. Actually, I should say world-acclaimed composer, conductor, and director. And he has been named as cultural ambassador of Bosnia and Herzegovina. He became the Balkans' most prominent composer, conductor, and director with the objective to inspire the human spirit to action. And I wonder if that really solidified after a particular moment. And I remember you telling me a story where you were in a rehearsal hall rehearsing a show, and yes. and there were bombs going off or something.
In that particular time, we were in Zagreb, Croatia. We were designated rehearsal space, and during the rehearsal, Zagreb was bombed that day heavily, really, and it was the casualties around. It was really chaotic, and just recently, I came back from Sarajevo, and I know what it means that. Mm-hmm. And I already experienced for many, many days, and I just want to trigger that and to see something different. To trigger people's attention, it's very easy, but it's not easy to define how to do that. So in that moment, I just suggest to my production that we get out on Zagreb. This was a large, really gigantic, large, I think called Jelačić Plac square. I said, let's go play there, and that's the way how we're going to respond toward this. They said, well, they will bomb us, they will kill us. Well, I said, well, if they bomb us, we win the war. How about that? Because it's... I knew it at that time, somebody to attack the orchestra at a particular moment. It will be more outrageous moment than anything in history. And then politics and all this diplomacy will react differently than just human lives. So in the human life doesn't mean anything to massive number of people when they're talking during the media, you know, during the time. But all what is important is... beside hope, believe, be that of what you want to be. I remember in this darkness tunnel, if I strongly centralize myself and believe that I will bring the life in my life, this life will come. That's for sure. At that moment, I remember production, half of them respond very positively, enthusiastic. Yes, yes, it's our moment. Let's do it. Some of them was very, very... still in an unresolved position, how to react something like that.
I think I would be scared. And I
no
think
one
I...
that doesn't no one knows how to respond,
right,
or what to expect. So don't worry, guys. It was just a moment when you believe your own insight that will be revolutionary moment that just into that midst of the chaos. And we came to the square. It was mid of the day. We didn't have permission to perform. There is also laws are strict for public performance, especially with the large sizes. And I remember my team. They put large perimeter circle on the square in order just to make us freely sit down in order to master some of these people doesn't come close. And I really remember at that moment we came to ourselves completely. I said, don't worry about anything around. Don't think about anything around. Just me think about ourselves in this moment. That's all what you want, that I want that you do. We would perform such sublimely because this belief, I remember join effort by those who believe is more powerful than anything on this planet besides God, God's power and guilt. What I want to say, after we perform, maybe around 5-10 minutes, I don't even remember so long, but when I turn my back, I just remember that square was full of people. Full, but not just full of just interest or looking, what's that? Mm-hmm. And it's such an embrace, such a celebrative mood. And I remember close to that, it was a marketplace and flower market also. And many people, I remember it's like a slow motion of all these flowers, how flying on us, seeing it is working. Mm. In that moment, we were all Catholics, Orthodox, Jewish, Muslim, everyone else. When we create such cohesiveness, we really resonate with such a different energy than anything what I can see around. Like any production, when you see it, I want to just say it's the power is so strong from inside. That is so contagious around and just spreading, and people just see and believe, I love you. Show me that. I love you. But instead of telling me, show me that. Mm. And that was the moment of the show. Mm. How we spread. It was not just like a little flower movement or freedom with children who wants to show and call for freedom. It was more engaging moment that we want to share experience and elevate them in ourselves in that moment to become higher creature.
What year was this?
It was 1995. Yes, that was just on the end of the war.
We know this is now officially the first flash mob was 1995 in that square, yes. Thanks to Dino Zonic.
That's very. I was thinking that while you were speaking.
And
we see this type of thing.
What
that
an effect!
What a real, true effect. Absolutely.
I remember. I must say, all gratitude to Croatian authorities and all people around for us to just come like that and unload ourselves. I saw cars of police around because it was a large group of people. Mm-hmm. Usually you need to know how to manifest and logistics such a high manifestation or such a groups like that. But nobody didn't touch us. Mm-hmm. That means I just seeing we don't representing just forces of left or right. We just implementing forces when we presenting the game when everyone wins. You know?
Dino, in a sense, when you mentioned all those religions that were represented in the orchestra, in a sense, the enemy was playing in the orchestra.
Yes. Yes.
Quote unquote.
I remember it was first peace concert in Sarajevo, really official concert with orchestra that was involved at that time. I really insist. Involvements from all sides, everyone who fights against everything, I didn't care. I just said, I want everyone together. One person who will miss will not accomplish the deal. So it was at that time politically impossible. But I knew it. It will be possible in any possible way, thanks to at that time President Clinton, and it was U.S. ambassador to UN, ambassador Richard Holbrooke. They helped me during the time of Dayton Peace Accords. They heard that such concert will have potential problems to be organized. At that time, we were stopped actually to that such concert that we made, because lots of political sides didn't like that word unity.
Mm.
They didn't like that. They think you are politically very dangerous to them, mm, because they're separatists and they don't like the imperialists themselves or something like that. But I didn't care. I remember even at that time, large title on the newspaper, Zonic is not hot potato. And I said, what? That was the most notorious title I ever heard. Not potato. Mm-hmm. Thing. Some radicals would try to say what he said. Say now he wants to that Muslim or playing for Christian or Jew die. That's not possible. Mm-hmm. You know, those primitives and or conservatives who doesn't want to change their minds. But everything comes in time. After President Clinton, I remember the Dayton Peace Accords, second one, 1996, 25th of November, we just finished the symposium, and after the symposium, I got official letter that absolutely government of Bosnia and Herzegovina have finally allowed Bosnian National Theater for such international event. It was just outstanding news. I came at that time with 15 countries involved. Came with three orchestras from United States, but mixed.
Was that the first time you'd come to the United States?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, I was at that time conducting in the United States,
okay,
and be very much involved in Dayton Peace Accords. I like to bring brothers from America and to Sarajevo, because it is a huge link between Bosnia and America. Even today you have lots of Americans who live in Sarajevo, mm-hmm, as we speak. So at that time, I remember getting out on stage, oh my God, like conducting my former professors, my four former colleagues, and my former students. Many of them are missing. I see new faces. I see new group of new ones who want to build that new platform of peace and tomorrow. Turning around myself, just seeing those very first flash of those faces who cost us a lot and those also who help a lot. Mm. So everyone came into one single spot. Mm. And those who were against me and those who were for me and for this, what we are doing. Of course, after concert finishes, because I really knew it. I knew it what's going to happen. Orchestra was crying. He needs to go home to his side. Other guy needs to go to his home on the other side.
Mm.
What they blend into that moment was just magical.
Mm.
Even those who I always thought they cost us a lot came and publicly asked for my apology.
Mm.
For, I says, for what? I just trying to... that we all together elevate on higher ground. I said, even if I'm on lowest condition, lowest standards, I will still live as a high supreme human being with some values. I remember my mom and father during the war in Sarajevo, blasted, no water, no electricity, no gas, no nothing. She always find a way during the bombing. China is on table, serve. My father didn't appear one single day without suit.
Wow.
That's the way how you preserve yourself and live with some value. Even if my mother said, if tomorrow, if this bullet comes to you, don't give up on your values. Don't die like no one. Die with, like someone. And you're like a young, you need to be very much ready for such a transformation to make you to understand, grow up, things, I would call, you know, when you grow up, you start learning. But it was catches very early, because in Sarajevo, that was age 27, that when war came. And when you see young maestro, young composer, end up as a young squadron commander, and how destiny can change quickly.
How destiny can change, indeed. Hey, life changes. You know, I remember the first time I met you, you had me crying a couple times, and now you're trying to do it during the show. And I tell you, I'm inspired, I'm touched, and so are, I'm sure, the audience, but so many people who are in the audiences at your performances, especially today. And so when we come back, I want to talk about what it is that you're actually doing today that is taking all of that that you've experienced and helping transform the world, especially the world of the youth. So with that, we are talking to Maestro Dino Zonic, and this is Life Changes with Filippo. We'll be right back.
Listen to these words. He would not be beat by forces too fierce for man, woman, or beast. As the going got tougher, his courage increased. It's a little story with a big message, a message that speaks to children of all ages. It's about believing in yourself, overcoming obstacles, and never giving up. It's been called a masterpiece, one of the finest children's books ever written, and a true children's classic. Shadow Stevens has been called Dr. Seuss for the 21st century. His big little book, The Big Galoot, is a story about bullying. Bullying has become an American epidemic, and The Big Galoot talks about it in a way that will touch the heart of a child of 4 and a grandfather of 104. It's the story of a little boy with size 42 hands, the biggest hands anyone has ever seen. And the kids laugh at him. Then the laughter turns mean. They mock him and trip him, and much worse. But throughout it all, Warren Galoot says, "I'm a galoot, but I have good luck. You can't get me down. I never give up." A second grader named Chandler said, "I thought it was the best funny book I have seen in my life." And we agree. Whoopi Goldberg said, "This is a great story. Bravo, Shadow." The Big Galoot is available now as an ebook exclusively on Kindle Fire on Amazon for only $3.98. We strongly urge you to get it for your children, your children's children, or as a gift to yourself. Its message speaks to all of us. Have good luck and never give up. Go to Amazon.com and search for The Big Galoot by Shadow Stevens.
There are self-help seminars costing thousands of dollars guaranteeing miraculous transformations. There are compelling speakers and life-changing weekend experiences where you can walk on fire. They all deliver revelations that guarantee you'll come back for the more expensive revelations filled with even greater wonder next month on Fiji. We get addicted to positive, heartfelt, expensive theater. What we really need is a jumpstart, an awakening. Someone who can give us a reminder that everything we need lies within. Through inspiration and practical knowledge, Dorothy Donahue helps people get grounded and motivated, inspired and energized. It's not just words and affirmations and the power of intention. It's a mindset brought about by a tangible, transcendental experience, an audio-visual, physical, spiritual experience that helps us realize we transform ourselves. We get tools to become the conscious co-creators of lives of unlimited potential. Find out more. Go to DorothyDonahue.com.
You are listening to Life Changes with Filippo on the BBS Radio Network with your host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can visit us online via Twitter and Facebook and at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O.
This is Filippo, and our guest, we have two guests. He's our producer, but he's guest hosting tonight, and it's Mark Lejeur, and you all know and love him. And our guest, who you are all getting to know, and I'm sure love as well, is Maestro Dino Zonic. He is determined to make me cry. When I told him that we had the song cued and that we were going to play of his composition later on in the show,
during the break, he said, oh, by the way, you know, this is the piece we played in the square during the war while the bombing was going on. So just to recap, for those of you who might have just joined us, Maestro Zonick was conducting a rehearsal with the orchestra in
Zagreb, Croatia.
In Croatia, and their bombings started. And the orchestra, some of them went into a panic, and he decided that the music must go on, and even better, to take the whole orchestra into the main square that was being bombed and to have the rehearsal there or the performance there. And I'm going to have him tell us the name of the piece and a little bit about your having written this before we actually play it.
Well, it's called Allies.
Allies.
Yes.
Of course it is.
It is something that it is very informal, and it's very non-conventional piece. It's very influences also with vocals as well with the orchestra. So people really like it, and I hope you will all like it as well.
Here's Allies by Maestro Dino Zonick. I wish we could have heard more of that. That's Allies by Maestro Dino Zonick, who's our guest here tonight. First of all, thank you for sharing that with us. The music and the words, and then knowing the backstory to that. Where can people get that, or what website can they learn more about you so they can...
But right now I'm processed to stage a new show. And that's the piece what you just heard. It's a one piece of the show called A Circle. Very, very contemporary production that is combined elements of cinema and theater as well. And it's right now we're preparing that, and I hope that we will get out very soon publicly and announce when. That's why we didn't go with a new publishing deal for the publishing any CD or anything else. But besides that, we are just excited about this because that was a project that I really traveled with my team, around 80 of them, for 4 years in Europe. We really passed it to major, really major concert hall and theaters in Europe, from, let's say, Theater an der Wien, that is Royal Hall in Vienna, from London, from, I mean, everywhere. It is just when you set up something that is to be out of box, that's number one. That is just out of frame. I'm just like a really tired of all these frames. You know, everything's too much of frames and frame production. That is just really boring. So when we jump out from it, I like, if I'm even doing with voices, I like that the voices really show me that, convince me how and what actually story is all about, not just impose or try to entertain me. It's more about approach when you really care about human emotion instead of just entertainment and to just impress. That's what I mean. Today, what I think is missing as a major fundamental thing, the fundamental thing is the substance of the production and purity as well. I see us all here. We came in order to protect the beauty and to promote the beauty. That's what the world needs to do most now.
Speaking of promoting beauty, is it okay for me to give your website out?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
dinozonic.com. And that's spelled Dino like Dino, D-I-N-O, and Zonic is Z-O-N-I-C, so dinozonic.com. What will they, are they able to buy music there yet? Are they?
No, we just, I'm reproducing right now this project, and it will be announced very soon when we're going to be ready for release.
All right, so if people go there, will they see this concert that you're doing coming up? And we'll talk about it. Will you post about that?
Yes.
Okay, so let's talk about that, actually, because you are doing something amazing. So first of all, you're working with not just the youth, but underprivileged youth. And you're also not only working with underprivileged youth, you're also working with youth that has never even touched, if not maybe even seen, an instrument like a violin or something like that.
Yes, that's very true. The number one, when you're saying that underprivileged, I learned traveling the world, those unprivileged areas, holding compassion and mercy, and those values that our human civilization depend on. It's really in the poorest areas, just right there. If you want to save the world, go to poorest area and sit down and listen. How much they have to say about values in life and humbleness. That's what I'm looking upon. And when you can come to unprivileged areas, you have just mostly two sides of them. It's a highly violent or it's highly good person. It's a very tiny line to trigger this violence into something that create purpose, that create heroic stories, that something that you give them reason why, you give them reason in place, in community. I remember when I came to organize orchestra, one student came to me and say, why are you doing this? Anyway, what you do, we will end up in McDonald's anyway.
Wow.
And I, and I told him, look, maybe you should go right now to work to McDonald's. Right now. Go right now. Why are you wasting this time? But if you follow me, in about 3 years, you will have your job. And I see was a little bit resistance in the first 10 days because they couldn't believe. They don't know what to expect, you know, and it has to be a little rolling.
Well, but some of the students were in gang fights, you know.
Yes, and those are right now the best. That's what I want to. What I'm trying to point here. They're the best. When I see Mustang on a field creating such a big dust, oh, I said, this is my guy. I know how to do this ones. They will deliver, I swear to with all my honor, they will deliver better than even every professional. Many professionals are dwelling into boring life that doesn't impact. But this Mustang, when you're seeing that Mustang can impact attention. With those Mustangs, if you summarize those Mustangs like that, give them reason. And as I said, a place in a community with purpose, they come for you. And during the summertime, what even Principal Jones saying, it's just amazing, Dino. Just summertime, they can be home, play games, and be on street, yet they're here with you. I don't try to portray myself. I'm just as you, nothing less, nothing more. I'm just, I was just fortunate to pass through such unfortunate experiences to see a couple bypasses, what can do and how can trigger human mankind toward better, and toward something that they can believe is not hope. I always miss thinking hope is unprivileged status. Believe in being, that's the status that you need to live. Be with that attitude, you will create, universe will conspire for you because you don't going after this. Everything is about attitude, law of attraction, how we, even if, me as a conductor, if I don't attract with my energy outside, if I don't drain that energy, it's down and up, I need to change the profession. So everything and everyone who does today anything, that lets them do the best. I just trying to see around the people who can challenge me.
And you not only believe in yourself and the music and the abilities that you can bring out of people, but you believe in them.
Yes, they are, and they power. Feel it. They are three-dimensional nuclear power, and they are not even, they don't know what a accumulation they have. They need to be just controlled, very controlled, into some institutionalized modem, but that works out of box. And that really, really profiled them in a very different way. I just take a music education completely out of a regular education room. I just put books. I said, put these books out. Let's first of all feel. How about feeling? How about, let's me, how you feel minor, how you feel major. And then when I explain and give you the notion, what is minor carries, what is major, you will learn about melodies, you will learn about fundamentals of the world, not just let's go parade. And then yet, they don't know what they play. And they play mostly to impress instead of to inspire. And then that's why we are here. I'm just having constantly meeting with Mark. How we extend this, how we engaged all Los Angeles schools and put them in some singular production that will bring the highest aspect and believe that we cannot just wait and watch how our world vanished and going in a way that we cannot control. We can still stand up as an honorable race and do something in most highest and most civilized way. I was always propagating movements, revolutions, but not revolution who caused the conflicts. Only revolutions who caused the everyone wins. So no one is. And I think the music is channel for that. And for the final, I want to just tell you, after 25 years of what I'm doing, I didn't recognize anything more stronger, compelling, as a symbol, as an icon of the human civilization, as an orchestra, than our orchestra. Try find anything more sublime that can represent human civilization than an orchestra.
Everybody that's playing together.
That's the key. That's the have. That can actually open every single door in the world. Every government, every state, everywhere when you go, you will have open door.
Well, you open doors, you open hearts, you open passion and compassion. And there's a specific concert coming up or an event. Will all that information be on the website when you have all of that?
Okay. Yes.
So we'll send everybody to dinozonic.com. Is there a way to sign up on an email list?
Yes.
dinozonic.com, so that you'll get to know more about what's coming up. What's coming up is also a producer's wrap with Mark and I. We haven't done this in a while, so I'm looking forward to that. But we have one more minute. Any last words that you, I mean, what more can you say? But
I blessed any second of any creation around the world, anyone who creates right now, so for the human mankind, for the fellowship. Put in a box. Don't take from the box, please. It will cost us on the end.
Okay, well, he's not only a composer, he could be a writer. Well, he's a writer. Anyway, did I just say that? He's a writer. Of course he is. So with that, I'm glad I'm laughing, because what are you going to do? We'll be right back with Mark Leger and I with our producer's wrap, and with great thanks to our guest, Dino Zonic, right after this.
Are you achieving your highest potential? Do you know what that looks like? Louise Ashby Life Coaching makes it a mission to bring balance and abundance to every area of your life, giving you the opportunity to do and be all that you've dreamed. Anything is possible if you just believe. Contact author and motivational speaker Louise Ashby for your complimentary session and see if her individualized style is for you. You can email Louise at louiseashby.org. That's LOUISEASHBY.org or telephone 323-592-3181. That's Louise at louiseashby.org or telephone 323-592-3181. Life Changes with Filippo is a premier radio show presented by Life Changes Network, which is a company whose team has dedicated their lives not only to positive change, but to helping others observe and embrace, honor, and even celebrate their own changes, thus enabling a more positive, inspired life and helping to create a more positive and inspired world. From everyday people to corporate giants, celebrities, and children, we are here to help and to serve. With heart and experience, we bring our message and positive intent into your home or corporate office, and even through appearances on your favorite shows. If you wish to learn more about Life Changes Life Coaching and a private consultation with one of us, corporate event appearances, or if you would like us to appear on your radio or TV shows, visit lifechangeswithfilippo.com and click on our representation page.
And we've had quite a conversation with Dino Zonic, Maestro Dino Zonic, conductor and composer. And actually, before the break, I said he should be a writer. He is a writer, actually. And one of his quotes is, "Unity is not something we wait for. It is something we bring. And now is the time." I should mention, actually, speaking of unity, musicunites.com. MusicUnites.com, that is the non-for-profit organization that he is partly founder of and working with to do all a lot of the stuff that he's talked about, actually, with the children and schools and all that. And amazing.
That's amazing. And it's the fine line between laughing and crying, so you're doing good.
Yeah, you can do both at the same time, I guess. You know, it's actually interesting. He mentioned a phrase. He was someone who was fortunate to pass through such unfortunate experiences and then see the, and I don't remember the rest, but something about see the connection or see that, you know, the inspiration or whatever he got out of that.
Yeah, well, that's something that we've talked a lot about, right, at Life Changes. And certainly our producer, Dorothy, has beaten that drum a few times and loudly. And that's what's so powerful about this. What Dino embodies and the way his heart beats, you know, it reminds me of when you light a candle and that candle lights another candle, that lights more candles.
Yeah.
And you know, the word came to mind in listening to him express such a perfect analogy of an orchestra and humanity and playing together. And that's a word that I think is kind of the umbrella called universe.
Yeah.
and really, that's the truth. We get so caught up in this idea of separation, whether it be humanity or each, you know, countries and cultures and all of these things. But the reality is we go back to atoms and energy and our vibration, and we are one harmonic orchestra. Wow. We truly are. And so going back to the roots of that, you know, what came to mind, I thought even more impressive what Music Unites and Maestro Zonic are doing and what we like to help bring that voice from Life Changes to as well is that this more the bridging the gap, not only that you mentioned disadvantaged youth in the inner cities, but there was such a disconnect between classical music and the greater population. You know, for so long, many cultures, especially, you know, European cultures, even American cultures, held that music out for the privileged. And now, so to be going to that level of community and making that connection and making that introduction and lighting this spark, and I think Mustang is such a great example.
That's, yeah,
it's inspiring.
It's all decidedly very inspiring. And, you know, it's interesting. I remember as a child being so interested in orchestral music myself. I played the violin. I play the violin. One of the things that I like about the orchestra that Dino puts together is that in some of them, where he has the students, who, by the way, learn in a period of weeks, not years, but weeks, but right away, they're playing not only with him as the conductor, but with other professionals in the seats next to them. And so so they have that next to them. And so it reminds me of the mentoring that used to happen, or exactly. Having the elders and the children together. It's almost like family. Imagine that.
Mm-hmm. Family. Yeah, that's really so important. And to be able to inspire at that level and then watch the community get involved and see and be inspired. Because as you said, they walk in with this lack of belief, and then, you know, inspires faith and family and empowerment and they, you know, across the board.
They have lack of belief that this is actually going to come together, that they're actually going to be able to do it, but they have lack of belief in themselves, lack of belief that they can learn the piece, lack of belief that they can stick to it. I mean, like you said, it's across the board, and it's just amazing then to have the community give them a standing ovation, which they might not have had any recognition except for when they did something bad.
Dino mentioned an opening moment when a concert he employed was first starting, and the moment when the community, the family, mm-hmm. in essence, is watching and waiting, and then all of a sudden, boom, the first notes of that song, mm-hmm. Orchestration, come up, and the crowd goes crazy. And the release of excitement and acceptance and disbelief and wonder and all of that. I can only imagine the empowerment that comes from it.
Well, I know this for sure, that there's going to be something coming up really soon. And I, in whatever way I can, want to be a part of it. Well, we already are, by letting you all know about it. If you go to dinozonic.com and also musicunites.com, get involved, get interested, get inspired right along with the music and Maestro Zonic and the children, actually, to see their faces. It's amazing. So I'm looking forward to this next event and many events throughout the country as more and more people come together in orchestra and music. And I'm so grateful to you, Mark, for having brought us all together here with Dino, and for Dino being here doing what he did. So hopefully more of us, many of us, won't have to go through unfortunate experiences to be able to ignite the passion within our hearts. We can do it through the experiences that we fortunately have somebody like Dino to help us. So with that, I am Filippo Voltaggio. Our guest co-host has been Mark Lejeure today, and our guest, Dino Zonic, Maestro Dino Zonic, in the studio. And a big thank you to Dorothy Donahue for helping produce We Are Life Changes with Filippo. I am Filippo, reminding you that as your life changes, we're here for you. Ciao, everyone.
You have been listening to Life Changes with Filippo, with the master of change, Filippo Voltaggio. Listen live every Monday night at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on the BBS Radio Network, and visit us online at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O. Today's show has been made possible in part by our sponsors, IonWays Water Systems, Change Your Water, Change Your Life, and Love and Miracles with Dorothy Lee Donahue. To learn more about them, visit the sponsor page of our website. Once again, join us here next week as we consciously explore and embrace the only constant, life changes.